You may feel like your circumstances will never change. Friend, I encourage you during these hard times to remember three simple words. Pray, wait, trust. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Be in constant communication with God about how you really feel and what you need day by day. Wait. Wait on His timing. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. Read and cling to the scriptures and promises of God. Trust. In all of your ways, place your trust in God above your own understanding and lean on His strength. He is a good God, and He loves you so much. He can make a way even if your situation seems impossible.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock.
Isaiah 43:1-3. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. That's 2 Corinthians 4:16-18.
Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing.
Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
The story of Christmas, the coming of the Messiah. What a spectacular under-the-radar arrival. A defenseless baby? A young couple wondering about this newborn they are to call Jesus? The tiniest hands and feet, those precious little baby hands, the same hands that would help mom with chores, build furniture, open the scroll in the temple, touch a blind man's eyes, a leper's skin, and then willingly receive the stakes that would be driven through them into the wooden cross. He did that all for you. World religions tell us what we have to do is get close to God. Christianity tells us what God had to do to get close to us. It was a seek and rescue mission. There has never been a costlier one. Jesus left the elite status of heaven to free us from sin and death with his own death on a cross. It didn't end there. Resurrection morning, he came out of the tomb, and on that we place our faith. Jesus is so invitational in the scriptures. He says, "Come and see, follow me, believe in me, abide in me." So full of grace and invitation. That is our encouragement to you. Accept the invitation to follow him. Place your trust in him. Open your heart to be loved in a way you could never imagine. Say yes to the Savior of the world, and you will have the most powerful and meaningful Christmas of your life. Merry Christmas to us from Faith Radio.
Susie Larson here, host of Susie Larson Live, and I know it's been a tough year for you, maybe a tough season especially. I want to leave you with a blessing and a prayer. May God do such a deep healing work in your soul that you're able to look at your disappointments and heartbreaks with a grounded sense of hope and perspective. May your emotions rest on God's immovable, abounding love and faithfulness. May you never again be tossed to and fro by the choices of others and the changes in your circumstances. Your rock is Christ, and he is immovable. Stand on him. Stand strong because of him. And know this, one day, he'll make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and he'll reveal to the world that you belong to him. So find your sturdy place of rest in him, right here, right now. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I'm only at the beginning stages of understanding what you've actually done for me, actually won for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me while I was yet a sinner. Thank you for saving me before I even had a clue what you were saving me from. Thank you for giving me a brand new name, a new identity, and a new power and purpose in life. Thank you for filling me with the power of the Holy Spirit and for sealing my redemption for eternity. No matter how life has gone, no matter what the season has been like, I can still say I'm an heir. I'm an heir of God because of your kindness to me, because of Jesus, what you won for me. How often, though, I've lived like an orphan because of my own unbelief. So fill me afresh with a sense of your great love. Awaken my soul to the reality of your promises. Teach me to walk and talk and pray and give and live like the heir of God that I am. I am yours. I've got everything I need in you, and then some. I'm rich beyond measure, loved beyond comprehension, and equipped to do wonders on the earth by the power of your Spirit. Help me to live like that's true, Lord. Do a new thing in me. I love you, and I believe you love me too. Help me to know it in increasing ways in the days ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.